ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important and interesting question. That question is related to the hereafter in general, and specifically it is related to who are those people for whom paradise is guaranteed. Of course, this is a very difficult question to answer, but fortunately, we have a couple of hadiths which we can take inspiration from, and by means of which we can answer this question. In one blessed prophetic hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said the following: whoever safeguards for my sake what is between his beard and what is between his leg. By what is between his beard, he was referring to his tongue, meaning whoever safeguards his tongue from sin, the sins that the tongue commits, such as lying, backbiting, another kind of evil sins that the tongue might commit, and what is between his legs, meaning this refers to the private parts, I will safeguard paradise for him. All right, so these are two ways that we can safeguard paradise for ourselves: avoid the sins of the tongue, and secondly, avoid sins of the private parts. It's also been narrated from the Holy Prophet that he said, present me with six things and I will present you with paradise. When you speak, do not lie. When you promise, do not break it. The third, when you are entrusted with something, do not betray the trust. The fourth, lower your gazes. The fifth, guard your private parts. So this hadith kind of, overlaps with the previous one that we mentioned. And restrain your hands and tongues. This is the final one. This kind of parallels what we mentioned in the previous hadith. So I guess the overall message of these two hadiths is that the sins related to these two organs of the body are very grave, and protecting oneself from them kind of guarantees paradise for a person. It's interesting to note that one time a person came to the Prophet, and he said, I can't stop sinning. What should I do? The Prophet said, I'm allowing you to do any sin that you want. The only thing is that I don't allow you to lie. Don't lie. So the person said, oh, that sounds easy. I'll do that. So the person, he was doing whatever he was doing, all the sins that he was previously committing, he was, continuing in his transgression. And he happened to exit his house and encounter the Prophet. And the Prophet said, how are you today? Did you stay away from sinning today? And the person, he remembered that he wasn't allowed to lie. And he said, no, Prophet. He said he admitted to his fault and he was ashamed because of it. So, this kind of trick that the Prophet used, it shows us that, the sinning of the tongue, why it's so grave and why is it so significant to stay away from it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the people for whom paradise is guaranteed in the light of the prophetic hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key, an IRIB English radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.